What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.
How was your weekend?
It was grand. It was long.
Did you go to any of the parades or anything?
Nope. No. I saw some of the Tipperary Town one, all right.
Looked great, didn't it?
Yeah, I must say the marching mazoo looked spectacular.
I saw somebody posted last night of a television station over there reporting it. And they had a reporter over here and cameras and everything.
Wow.
And that looked pretty cool. I didn't see it. I was here.
Yeah.
My lads were in. They said it was just amazing. Yeah. And some amazing photographs and drone footage and stuff. I think Pori Culbert had a drone out and it looked amazing.
What I noticed as well was a lot of members of the band went out of their way to post compliment on Facebook. About the welcome they've received. Even one of them posted yesterday saying that Dublin was great,
but
Tip was better.
Did they say that?
They did indeed. That's just the atmosphere, the welcome they got, everything in Tip Town.
Very good. Happy to hear that. Where's this place in Mayo? Have you ever been there? I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. It's spelled Currane. How do you pronounce that?
Curran.
I was thinking Curran or
something
Curran.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, like local places
that. Yeah, I'm sure there's something totally different.
It's the latest and the shortest parade in the country. Did you see that?
Yeah.
They do it every year.
Only a few metres, I think, wasn't it?
I think that's a great idea. I'd love to be there. Can you imagine the crack?
Yeah.
Right? So it's a pub, and what they do is it starts at the parade starts at their front door of the pub and ends at the back door of the same pub.
Organised by the pub, probably.
Organised by the pub. They do it at 8 o'clock on St. Patrick's Night every year. And people are encouraged to make their own floats, and there's prizes for it. It's gone on 11 years now.
Does it go through the pub or around the pub?
No, I think they start. No, I don't think it goes through the pub even.
So they start at the front door.
They start at the front door and go to back.
It's probably a good idea to have it that short if it's 8 o'clock on St. Patrick's Night, because they wouldn't be maybe up to walking that far.
Oh, man, it's very funny.
Down in Dingle, I think, as well, they have their parade really early in the morning.
Yeah, but it's not like from
No, it's a full-length parade, but they always have it really early. Yeah, it's usually the first parade.
Like when you say early, what time are you talking?
Oh, I'm thinking 8 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
Yeah, as far as I know.
Oh,
I know they do that with a lot of things down in Dingle to get in there first.
Yeah. Seamus is the owner of the Compass Pub.
Compass Pub, I like that. So they even have to give them a map maybe to figure
and one out. Genius of a customer decided, why don't we get them to bring floats, builder's floats, and get them to decorate it? And it kind of mushroomed from there. So it's been going for about, I think it's 2013 was the first one.
It's just brilliant, man. I love that. Only in Ireland. There seemed to be, and I know obviously we're chatting about the Tip Town Parade and that, there seems to be a lot of tourists around the place, even more so than usual.
Yeah,
I found. Tourism has received apparently a major boost from this year's St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Dublin Chamber says that 500,000 people line the streets for the parade in the capital.
That'd be a handy gig, wouldn't it?
Doing what now?
Counting them.
Yeah, counted was it. I honestly think that a lot of stuff like this has become bigger and better post-COVID.
Oh, yeah.
I think
people
that
are starting to enjoy things again and getting out and about and making the most of it.
Probably not starting to do it, but we've been doing it a lot since then.
It took a bit of time to build up again.
It did take some time to build up again, but I think that after lockdown, we kind of realised, you know, life is for living and all that.
I was just about to say that.
There you go.
Great minds and all.
The average stay for a person coming from overseas was 8 days, and they didn't only stay in Dublin, but they travelled around the country as well. So how were the parades around County Tipperary? Come on, tell us. Where were the best parades? What were the best floats? What did you do? What did you get up to? As I said, did you eat green ice cream? You didn't get a green ice cream, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
One thing I did see online was that St. Patrick.
Yeah.
In the Clonmel parade. He's a big man.
Oh, I saw that actually.
Yeah.
Was he actually, is that his size like?
Or, yeah, no, he wasn't on stilts.
That's what I was saying, like, was he, no?
Yeah.
Okay, that's very good. All right, man, talk to you in a while.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tipperary.
Right, most popular Irish names. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, I'm interested in hearing this.
Have you not? You're not seen it, no?
I have seen it. Which is why I'm interested in hearing this.
So then you know. Because I can't pronounce them, is that it?
No.
Okay, go on.
It's just the script makes no sense if it's the same script I'm looking at.
Okay. So to mark most Irish of bank holiday weekends, the Central Statistics Office has revealed the most popular Irish baby names for the year gone by.
Yeah.
Is all that so okay so far with you?
Well, that's not the script I have, but it's basically the gist of it, yeah.
Okay. Rian.
Yep.
R-I-A-N. Can you remember what it means?
No.
Meaning little king.
Okay.
Little King. Top of the boys list.
Yeah.
I'm surprised at that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice name and all, but I don't know many Rians, do you? Or IAM?
There's one that comes to mind, yeah.
Oh, is there? Okay. Yeah. But just one, like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay. You're making me a bit nervous now. Like, you're kind of waiting for me to stumble over something here. The most common Irish girl's name is Fia.
Yeah. Lovely name.
It's a nice name. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that means?
No.
It means wild or deer, spelled D-E-E-R.
Okay.
And it ranks an impressive second in the overall rankings.
I mean, all women would be D-E-A-R.
Yeah, okay.
As in, you know, dearest.
Yeah, I know.
Not dear as in expensive.
I know, but that's the reason I said D-E-E-R.
Okay,
that's what it means.
Yeah, okay.
Or wild. Or like a wild deer.
Yeah.
Fia is nice.
Yeah.
It is nice, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Patrick came in at number 10.
See, I'm surprised at that.
Yeah. I will. I mean, it's very Irish. And
Like,
Pat is fine.
But...
No, I just, the Paddy thing is just, it's a bit common, like.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Aaron. Do you know any Aarons?
They make good soup.
Yeah. That came in, where did that come in? While Aaron, on this most Irish of weekends, rounded out the list for the girls. Was there any part of that that didn't sound right to you?
No, it's totally different script.
Okay, tell me what it said in your script. Come on, tell me what it
the
said.
The script that I have here in front of me is Rian and Fia were the most popular Irish baby names last year.
Yes.
Oisin and Fionn were the next most popular Irish names chosen for baby boys.
Okay.
While Eva and Crea were the most common, next most common for girls.
Okay, Crea's nice, yeah.
That's fine. No. The problem I have here is the last line of this script says, overall, Jack and Grace were the most popular names for babies born in 2023. So which was it like? Was it Rian and Fia or was it Jack and Grace?
Now, do you know something now? That's not the script I had, but that explains something to me.
What?
Because no, I did raise an eyebrow because I thought, what'd you say, Jack and what?
Grace.
Well, Jack, we've done this before, and Jack and Grace have come up before.
Yeah.
And I was surprised, while Rian and Fia are very nice names.
Were Rian and Fia the most popular new entries?
There you go. There you go, man. There you go. Like, you know, I mean, I hate to tell you you're right, but I think you could be right. You know, honest to God, I think that could be it. I would say it's Jack and Grace. I would think so.
Possibly.
Yeah, okay. All right, okay. All right, I'll see you later on.
Good luck.
Okay, good luck. Bye-bye.
Headlines at 11.
You see, there's people in towns and villages that will always be the same people that step up to do things. So, like, people complaining to me here about St. Patrick's Day parades or celebrations and giving out about different things and all that. Like, why don't they just get involved next year?
Yeah.
Why don't they do that? Like, you know, there you go. Okay, what was I going to say to you? Irish Cancer Society. Okay, let's do this.
Daffodil Day coming up on Friday.
That's right. It is Friday. Do you remember I said to you a couple of weeks ago, we'd love to do something for it. I just don't know what we could do for it. Only just say to you that between now and Friday, anything you have going on, we're more than happy to mention it for you. We'll do that a lot across the week. There's been a 30% increase in the demand for transport services in the past year. Figures show that drivers covered 2.3 million kilometres. Imagine? In 2023, bringing over 2,000 cancer patients to treatments. The Society is appealing for donations as it launches its annual fundraiser Daffodil Day, which takes place, as you said, on Friday. The CEO of the Cancer Society is Avril Power, and she's asking everybody to go in this year.
Volunteers all across Ireland are preparing for Daffodil Day to show solidarity with people in their community going through cancer and raise vital funds for the Irish Cancer Society services and life-saving research. Demand for many of our key services is up over 30% at the moment, so we really need a strong Daffodil Day on Friday to make sure that we can be there for every adult and child that needs us in 2024.
No, not going, but go all in, I should have said. So whatever we can do about that across the week, I'm sure you'll have it on the news and we'll make a bit of a fuss about it. Obviously, on Friday morning as well. So, actually, do you know something? As you speak about Daffodil Day, it's lovely, isn't it? Seeing all the daffodils around the place.
Yeah, it's great to see the splash of colour.
Give you a bit of an old lift, wouldn't it? A second man, Pat, has been charged over the theft of a ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz back in 2005. So, the famous footwear.
I think she wore them before that.
No, they were stolen in 2005. They belong, of course, to Dorothy. They disappeared from a museum in the late actor's hometown in Minnesota. They were recovered in 2018, but they're after picking up a couple of fellas now, right? A guy called Jerry Hal Salterman. He's 76. What do you think? Now he'd have more to be doing at 76. He didn't enter a plea in court.
Well, he wasn't 76 when he...
Well, he was 71. Oh, sorry, 2000... Okay, 15. What did I say? 2005. Oh, 2005. Oh, yeah. Well, why did it take him this long? I mean... why are you going like that? What are you doing that for?
I love the way you're doing the maths here.
I know, but...
And did the maths beforehand.
Was it 2005?
You said 2005.
Okay, 15, say 18 years ago, so... Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
19, actually.
I like the way it took you a couple of moments
as
well. Well, it's 19 this year.
Yeah.
It's 19. Anyway, when he explained why his toes were hurting him, he said... No, he didn't. I don't think he actually wore them, but...
My toes were killing me before they were fecked.
All right, go on, I'll see you later. Right, good luck. 8.36, everybody, is the time. Tip FM. You still, good morning, do you still, use Lego? And I've been funny now. Because I know you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I have Lego at home.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything with it in ages. I bought Brianna a Lego set, actually, for her birthday.
Oh, okay.
She's still looking at it, kind of going, oh my God, how do I do this?
But what, do you get the really big ones, like? Like, it's like,
Yeah, the Technic.
The Technics one.
Yeah.
So what's the most recent one? Like, you got one, did you last year, the year before?
The year before, they were the last ones I got. I got a...
like of a car or something,
is it? Bugatti and
Lamborghini. Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very nice.
I just said they go with the real ones I have in the garage, you know?
Yeah. How long does it take you to put these things... well, of course, it depends
weeks.
On how... yeah. Depends on how much time you put
yeah,
into it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. They're quite detailed, I must say. Okay. The one I got for Brianna, actually, is a flower arrangement thing.
Huh.
I reckon it's going to be a major headache to put that together.
Like, people might be wondering, like, for a fellow of your age...
It's therapeutic.
That's what I was going to say.
Totally therapeutic.
Yeah.
Until you lose a piece or you can't find the piece you're looking for, and then it's not very
easy. So it's pretty much, it's like doing a jigsaw, really.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Is it easy to do?
Depends on what you get. I mean, if you get the stuff that says, you know, 6+, you're grand.
Yeah. And the ones that did, they have little engines and all that kind of crack.
Yeah, pistons move and all that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, because
turbochargers on them and everything.
Yeah, thanks very much.
They never blow either.
Little dig there, because I blew the turbo in my car.
No, you didn't. It blew. You didn't do it. Okay. It wasn't your fault.
Lego says it's faced the toughest toy market in more than 15 years, with annual profits taking a 5% hit. Now, having said that, they came in at just over £8.1 billion last year.
Yeah.
That's not bad going.
No.
Is it?
No. That's even with the 5% hit.
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
The Danish company said it noticed extra demand last Christmas for some reason. That wouldn't make sense, like, if they took a hit, or maybe it's the previous... Oh, maybe it's the previous year or something. Anyway, I remember seeing a program about Lego once, and you'd say, sure, like, how would that be interesting? They were, like, I won't say they were nearly closing down, but, like, Lego was gone for a while, right? And they advertised a job for a new chief executive guy, and they were probably saying to themselves, what does it matter, like, who comes in here, because what are they going to do? But I can't remember your man's name. I think he was an American guy that came to work for them, and he kind of got in bed with some of the brands, so like the films and the stuff like that.
Yeah.
Before that, you just got Lego and you built a car.
Or a house, sir.
Or a house.
Star Trek is one of the big things.
That's it.
Yeah.
So now
or
that's
Star Wars. Sorry.
Star Wars. So that's it. He was the guy that brought that, and he brought him back. But okay.
I think Lego and IKEA are very similar, actually.
Why?
Just you build things from instructions and bits and pieces.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's no punchline. I know it's Worst Joke Wednesday, but there's no punchline.
Oh, I forgot.
Why did I mention that?
I forgot it was Worst Joke Wednesday. Actually, do you know, I tell you something, right? Because I forgot it was Worst Joke Wednesday.
You're going to give me a break on this, sir.
No, hang on a second. I got one of the first texts I got this morning is from John on the WhatsApp. And I read it, and I had to read it 3 or 4 times. And then I realised, oh, I know now what he's saying. Because it's Worst Joke Wednesday. Because I didn't know. So he said to me, morning, lads, I didn't get the sound engineer job, but I'm not one to complain. But I had to read that a couple of times. But put yourself in my shoes.
Now you know how the listener feels every Wednesday morning.
Put yourself in my shoes of forgetting it was Worst Joke Wednesday, and I'm saying, did we have a job here going for a son? What's he ran out of? Today, Lord. I bought my 3-year-old nephew a new sock for his birthday after my sister said he'd grown another foot since last year.
Oh, God. That is actually funny.
Sorry for snuffling there.
Coming down at man flu?
I think I am. Drew has it at home. I think we're all getting it. I couldn't work out why my photos came out so dark. Then the answer came to me in a flash. Don't bite your nails, especially if you're a carpenter. I'm having difficulty remembering the brand name of fizzy sweets that I used to enjoy as a child, but I'm going through a refresher course. Oh, no. Hang on,
if I laugh, it only encourages you.
There must be a better one here someplace. Oh, hang on, this might be lost a little bit on people, but we'll do it anyway. Snooker Ireland has brought in some new technology to revolutionise the game. The rest is history.
You like that? Go on, at least pretend you like that.
Yeah,
go on,
okay,
go ahead.
That was good.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip FM.
I know this isn't your thing, right? But Aaron Taylor-Johnson is an actor.
Bond.
Well, there you go.
I read it on the news.
Did you? Okay. Do you know him?
No.
I didn't know him either.
Oh, that's okay, son.
I don't even know what he was in. So they're talking about the next James Bond. Anybody come to mind you think it'll make a good James Bond? Just before you say that, I was thinking to myself, does it have to be an English actor? But sure, it doesn't. Pierce Brosnan was James Bond.
No, he did have to be. Master the accent, shall we say.
No, he did, but like, you don't have to be born there.
No, no, I mean,
there was a lot of talk about...
You definitely don't have to be English when you had, what's his name? Scottish guy.
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
There you go. Idris Elba's name was going around for a while. This guy, it looks like this guy is going to get it. Tom Hardy's been mentioned in the past. There's a show on Netflix called A Gentleman. Now, it's a spin-off of the movie. It's a Guy Ritchie thing, and I think you'd love it. And like, I recommend stuff to you all the time, and you say, oh, I must check that out.
And I never do.
And you never do.
No.
Things to be doing. But there's a fella in that. You go away with that. You've nothing to be doing with yourself. There's a guy in that, Theo James is the fella's name. And like, he looks the part. You know, like a real good looking fella, like he's kind of just, he could be Bond.
Yeah. I mean, if you were contracted here, you'd have signed up ages ago.
I don't have the time.
Yeah.
I don't have the time, you know. And I just wanted, anytime we talk about Bond, I just want to be, you know, there for a day, saying, goodbye, Mr. Bond.
You want to be the baddie?
I'd like to be the bad guy. And again, I'm going to say.
Just like you are here.
Exactly. And I'm going to say the same thing I always say when we talk about James Bond, where they like kill a load of fellas, and then fella that they really want to kill is James Bond, and they strap him to something, and they got a laser going up between his legs or something, which, ooh, actually. Anyway, and like to cut him in half or something, and your man just walks out of the room and says, goodbye, Mr. Bond.
Now, that you mentioned Aaron Taylor.
Why don't they just kill him? Why don't they just kill him? Go on, Aaron.
A report in the US has cast doubt on the rumours.
Oh, I saw something about that as well.
A source told E! News that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
You've no interest in that anyway. not in the slightest.
No.
Martin was on to us to say, morning lads, what do you call a Spanish man who's lost his car? Carlos.
Come on now, that's as good as any you've told in a while.
John was back with another one. This is John that had the sound engineer one. He said, I got an old Elvis record down the market. It was called Wooden Leg. I said to your man, I thought it was supposed to be Wooden Heart. He said, yeah, but that's the pirate version.
You should take him on as your joke writer.
I don't like when people like are funnier than...
no, that's not really a high bar, is it?
It's not really. A lot of people have phobias. I'm afraid of heights, Pat, but you don't hear me shouting about it off the rooftops. Okay. Maybe we can't do that one, can we? Okay, I'll see. I know, it's all right. Most archaeologists are women. Did you know that?
Oh, I can see where this is going and I don't like it.
Due to their natural ability to dig up the past. I was walking along by the Lee in Cork last week and I came across a fisherman. I said, have you caught anything? Yes, I caught a whale.
Bicycle whale.
I threw it back at no spokes. Not okay. I've done a Cork accent there, which I can't really do very well. I found an essay. Not an essay, but I can't read my own right. I found an easy way to cut onions without crying. I mean, messing up the jokes is normally funnier, isn't it? I found an easy way to cut onions, Pat, without crying. You just have to make sure that you don't form an emotional attachment with them.
Hang on.
We got one from Brisbane, actually, for you.
Especially for me?
Yeah. Just to torment
Kylie Murphy. Delivered it?
Just upset Murphy. John says, my wife told me to put ketchup on the shopping list. Now I can't read it. Oh. Did that upset you?
It doesn't make me laugh anyway. Something's got a hold on me lately. Funny headlines at 11.
I have to say happy birthday. Happy 10th birthday to Ellie May. And there is too many people to mention. There's like about 50 people. From everybody that knows you. Ellie, have a lovely birthday today. Right, okay. Going to hit you with some big stuff here now, right?
Okay.
It is Worst Joke Wednesday today. I quit my job as a butler in a stately home. I didn't like being spoken to in that manner. My neighbour is convinced that margarine is making him ill, so I asked the supermarket to deliver something else. I hope he gets butter soon. Oh, here's one for you.
Especially for me?
Yeah, just for you, Pat.
Okay.
I think that men who shorten their name to Pat are missing a trick.
Oh, but no.
Yeah, why? Don't you? You got to tell me there's two T's now.
There isn't.
Are you going to tell me there's two T's?
There's only one T, so that doesn't work.
Yeah, but two T's.
So I'm missing a Rick.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay, you're missing a Rick. Our local priest is usually mild-mannered, but he becomes very animated when he's delivering a sermon. I think it might be his alter ego.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
If you suck at playing trumpet, that's probably why. I like that, actually. Paid for my shopping with my donor card by mistake. It cost me an arm and a leg.
Oh.
I've just been prescribed some anti-gloating cream. I can't wait to rub it in. Yeah. Do one more. Are you ready for one more?
Yeah, one. Just one. If it's only one, I'll cope.
It's only one.
Okay.
I'm trying to open the world's best pub for short people, but I fear I might have set the bar too high. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Good luck.
Good luck, good luck, good luck. 8:34, everybody. Tip FM. Right, good morning.
Hello.
So, Leo, obviously the big story today.
Uh-huh.
All the papers, obviously, as you would imagine.
Yep.
Treat me stupid, as you do most days. What happens next? Can anybody...
I shall go back and read my...
I was listening to you, but I didn't quite understand it.
Basically, people will put their names forward.
How many people can do that? Can anybody do that?
As many as they want. I think they need the backing of 6 Fine Gael Oireachtas members.
Okay.
To get that. They put their names forward.
Is there a chance that some of them could back a couple of horses? No?
I suppose. I honestly don't know. I'm not sure if you have to limit yourself to one nomination.
It's all right. I can ask somebody else.
That's okay. the nominations open at 10 this morning, close at 1 o'clock on Monday. Then they're going to have some meetings.
Yeah.
Next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then votes are going to be cast the following week on the 2nd to the 4th of April. And then we'll find out on the 5th.
Do people know who's voting for who? Is it an anonymous vote?
It would be a secret ballot, yes.
It's a secret ballot. Yeah.
Now, although some people will be quite open in who they're
okay, because they'd be campaigning for them.
Yeah.
On the wireless and
I suppose you'd also be hoping, you know, that by being public in your support for somebody, if there did happen to be a cabinet reshuffle, that you might be looked on favourably. You might also be staying shtung because you mightn't want to upset the apple cart and pick the wrong person and suddenly discover that you've...
Now, listen, without going into it too much, right? If I wanted to be Taoiseach, it's quite unlikely that I would
That you'd
be.
Want to be.
Well, that's true as well.
Okay.
Like, people that start to get involved in politics at a young age, the likes of Leo, he was the youngest ever a Taoiseach, wasn't he?
Yeah, famously as well, he was...
Do you say Taoiseach or Taoiseach?
Taoiseach, I guess.
Taoiseach, go on, yeah.
When he was campaigning for the Dáil first time out, he was at a dart station, some part of Dublin, giving out lion bars and canvassing. Leo? Lion bars.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's an old story.
So you get involved, as we know, like plenty of people, they get involved in local politics and you kind of just work your way up through the party, basically. Yeah. That's it, isn't it?
And realistically, you have to be a party politician as an independent. You are extremely unlikely to reach high office there.
That's very interesting.
You're gone a bit old for it now, maybe.
Maybe.
If you think about it, though, Leo, like, retiring from politics.
Yeah.
Mid-40s.
Well, fair play to him. Yeah. Get on with his life. And he's enough done, probably. What would you do if you were Taoiseach? This is like something I'd ask the kids at school.
Yeah, I'm thinking that as well.
What would you do? What would you do if you were Taoiseach for a day? I'd get rid of homework. I'd get a bouncy castle.
I'd buy the school.
I'd buy a Lamborghini.
Oh, man. That's like a fancy Toyota, is it?
Yeah. Or that's the joke I keep using. I said, a lamb in a bikini. Why would you want a lamb in a bikini? Okay, talk to you later. Good luck.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Okay, Ireland is the 17th happiest country in the world.
Yep.
It's the World Happiness Report. They do it every year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They found unhappiness is rising among younger people, leading to a drop for Ireland, down 3 places in a year. So what's after happening in 12 months that we're down 3 places?
Yeah, I suppose they don't go into that detail when they're asking people. They just ask them how they rate their happiness. I would imagine younger people, depending on the age group, housing, things like that, are, you know, obviously a big issue if you're starting out on the old...
I'd like to know how big the sample is, too. Because, I mean, if you're stopping people on Grafton Street in Dublin, you ask them how happy they are. I mean, it also depends on the day they're having.
Yeah.
It's not an overall kind of unhappiness.
No, but it's probably as scientific as it needs to be accepted as being accurate.
Finland comes out on top.
That surprised me.
Why?
I don't know. I don't associate Finnish people with being...
Happy?
Yeah, for want of a better description. I don't know.
What do you associate it with being miserable?
Not necessarily miserable, but like they're...
Okay.
They're a Nordic country. It's dark a lot.
It's dark a lot. Okay.
All that kind of stuff. You know.
A lot of this, I suppose, look, you could really, you know, deep dive into it. Like, if, like, I think the taxes are quite high in Finland.
Yeah, but the services equally are.
Exactly. Yeah. They get a lot of bang for their buck, as they say in Finland. Afghanistan holds the bottom place, which I don't know. I mean, look, okay, I don't know anything about Afghanistan apart from stuff that's gone on there over the years that we know about. But the 17th, where did England come? Where
I don't know, you have the list.
I don't have a list. They only just gave me a... I'll try and find out for next time I talk to you. There's a food truck in Northern Ireland. They're serving battered cream eggs.
Yeah, I saw that.
Ah, no way, man. I couldn't do that.
I don't know.
No.
Like, if they do battered Mars bars in Scotland.
No, I couldn't. No. I'd be sick with the thought of it, like. Do you like a cream egg? Here's a stupid question.
Okay.
Right, this is lazy radio. How do you eat your cream egg leg? how do you eat your creamed leg? Do you like, just bite into it, like, and you use your tongue to... I don't want to be disgusting now. The thoughts of you doing that.
You've started all this.
Okay, how do you tell me how you eat it.
I just bite into it.
Okay, and then what? You just keep biting into it.
Chew and then swallow.
But you don't remove the...
No, I don't.
The goo with your tongue, do you?
No. God, no.
I would now.
You see, that doesn't surprise me. You know, like, it's kind of...
I like an old cream leg from now to then. I can't bear it like okay, I'll see you later. I said something a minute ago, and then I questioned myself, and now I'm not too sure. I was saying about Daffodil Day.
Yeah.
And I was saying...
Tomorrow.
Yeah, and I said we'd give you a helping hand to help, like, promote it, mention it and all that. Of course we will. Tomorrow we'll do plenty of that. And then I just kind of said off the top of my head, if you're organising... Like, the Daffodils will be for sale every place. But if you're organising, like, a coffee morning or something, do people do that for Daffodil Day?
Yes.
Okay.
You have me thinking now. I know that there's regularly a coffee morning.
There is.
But I think it is part of Daffodil
Am I
Day
getting
as
mixed?
Well.
It is, no, part,
it is,
isn't it?
It is. It is because...
We do this every year, and I'm sure that...
Yeah, our neighbours across the business park here used to have a coffee morning.
There you
in
go.
The,
there you go.
Ooh,
there
the you go. Print company. Yeah. They've since closed now, but I'm sure they'll be doing something someplace.
All right, so I'm right. So if you are having a coffee morning, whatever it happens to be that you're doing tomorrow for Daffodil Day, we would be delighted to give it a mention for you. Now, singing is the most popular activity during a long car journey. People,
my passengers would not like that if I was singing. Definitely not.
Nobody's singing in my car going around, I can tell you that.
Yeah, and equally, no, I've never.
No, it's not. Like, that's like...
Singing along to a song,
yeah,
on the radio.
Do you find yourself singing along to songs?
No, I don't sing. I know.
I do.
Hopefully, when you're on your own in the car.
When I'm on my own.
Okay, yeah.
I can't sing either. 4 in 10 say that they sing their heart out. Could that be true?
I honestly haven't noticed that many people.
I don't know 4 people
singing.
Out of 10 that sing in the car. Here's one that probably is more suitable for us. 37% of us talk to ourselves. I do a bit of that.
Speak
too.
For yourself.
I do that between the singing. I kind of do, like, do you know what I mean? Out loud.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Okay. I don't think I talk out loud to myself. And here's one for you. 21% of people admit to picking their nose.
God, no.
Do you ever be stopped in traffic and see somebody see somebody doing that? Mm-hmm. And you don't know, should you look away or should you look at them? Because part of you doesn't want to embarrass them that you caught them, and part of you goes, oh yeah, I'm going to let you know that I saw you doing that. 1 in 5 say that they wait for an in-depth conversation. We don't do in-depth conversations in the car either until they have a long drive. So for a family, if you've something to say...
You wait for the journey? Oh gosh, no. But definitely don't do it before you make the journey either, because it makes for a very, very awkward journey in the car. What I love doing is, if I'm stopped at traffic lights, I love watching people. And if you see them bopping away to a bit of music, try and find the radio station.
You mean in a car? You mean people walking or people?
No, people in other cars around you. And you try and find what radio station they're listening to.
Oh, okay. And you try to figure out from the bopping around they're listening to.
Uh-huh. Then it really gets awkward if they're listening to Spotify or something, because you ain't never going
to
find
it. You're never going to get it. You're never going to get it. Okay, well, I'll see you later. It is 8:37, everybody. Thursday morning on Good Morning Tipperary. Tip FM. Right, good morning.
Good morning. I have 2 questions for you. No. Very technical questions. You ready?
Go on.
How many fingers am I holding up?
2.
Okay.
No.
And the second question.
Hang on. No, you put it sideways. Go like that. I know you have three.
The second question.
Is your thumb up or is that just the size of your thumb? Is it just a small thumb?
The second question.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Okay.
You might want to explain all that.
There's no.
Because I'm just finding it unbelievable.
I have itchy eyes this morning for some reason. And I think I put eardrops into my eyes downstairs instead of. And how I know is after I did it, I was just sitting there and I was reading the box after. After
as you do.
After I did it. And it said, it recommend that you lie on your side. Lie. And I said, how would you put in eye drops if you lie on your side? That's not going to work. And then I realised that they were called, what were they called? I don't know. But there was some kind of variation of the word ear in the title. But she looked, that's not going to kill me, is it? What did you say out of 2020
hearing.
2020 hearing, yeah. In my eyes.
Yeah.
But they're fine, like. It's actually, I tell you
what.
Yeah,
I like the way your eye's twitching away there now.
Yeah, no, that's only one of them. But God. I might, you know the way that they discover things in history, like, by mistake?
Yeah.
Well, I think I might have discovered that eardrops are better for your eyes. Okay.
Anybody listening, okay, please ignore that. Right. That is not medical advice.
Okay.
That is brought to you by Dr. Luby, who has not passed.
Well,
medical exam has no qualifications whatsoever.
I wouldn't even pass a medical, never mind a medical exam. I'll tell you what, I'll see how I am in a while.
See how you are?
Because,
or not.
Because the writing on the text here, on the computer, right, is very, very small.
Yeah.
And I know there's a way of doing it, and I can't figure it out. But it's starting to look a bit better.
What colour is it looking?
It looks the usual colour, like, it's black and white, isn't it? What do you mean, what colour is it? Is it not black and white?
God only knows.
I know.
That's Fran.
The text and all that. Okay. Did you see I nearly killed the cleaner? Did you notice that?
I heard you shouting an apology, but I didn't know what for.
So there's this lovely young lady that's here a few mornings a week, and she was just on the hall here,
yeah,
and she was hoovering,
uh-huh,
and I was walking down. I just said hello. I just said hello as a pastor, and she actually jumped, right? And she's
yeah, it is a rare occasion.
She's
to say
most,
hello to
she's the most
here.
Lovely. She's the most lovely girl,
uh-huh,
but I don't know what nationality she is. But I'm after learning a lot of choice words in a different language. The only problem is I could probably go back and use them, but I'd offend somebody. But she left a couple of words that I had to presume were, as I said, kind of blue words. She actually jumped that high.
She jumped that high.
You were talking about Easter eggs yesterday.
Wait, we have a camera.
What do you mean?
We have a camera in the hallway. Oh, that would be.
Oh,
so
you can
good
go back and watch it. Yeah. I know the story about Easter eggs yesterday. I want to talk about the little place in Scotland.
Yeah, I would mention that as well.
Did you mention that?
I mentioned it in a later bulletin.
Ah, okay,
yeah.
We'll talk about it later on anyway, yeah, too. Okay, see you tomorrow. Good luck. Happy Friday.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's
Headlines at 8.
This is a little bit extreme now, okay? But it's not exaggerated in any way at all, right? Oh, God, I really do amuse myself.
Well, I'm glad you're making somebody happy with them.
A shop owner, or a shop at least, on an island off Scotland, left locals with more Easter eggs than people. So you know the story, right? Because you said that you saw this. Sinclair's stores, they needed 80 eggs. They accidentally ordered 80 groups of 9, all right? It now has 720 eggs for a population of 500 people.
Now, if you lived there,
yeah,
they'd have had just about enough.
Just about, there you go. They decided that what they'd do is they were going to raffle them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then I was thinking, wouldn't eggs last till next year, like chocolate eggs? What kind of shelf life?
They wouldn't last that long.
Would they not?
No, I'd say you get a few months out of them. But,
okay.
But in all honesty, like, who has Easter eggs that, you know, that long?
I don't know. I don't know.
You wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't.
No. So the Guardian newspaper were writing about it. They report that the owner is going to run a charity raffle for 100 eggs to raise money for lifeboat crews.
Now, one would hope, you said that a shop owner, and then you said, well, a shop. You would hope that it was the shop owner made the mistake.
Then the shop.
Then the employee or whoever.
I know, I'd say it was a shop. I know, I don't think it's any big deal, to be honest with you. Sure, they're not that expensive anyway, are they really? Well, mind you,
well, they've gone up.
You said they've gone up.
Yeah.
What were you saying yesterday? The price of cocoa beans or something, is it?
Yeah, due to the weather.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they can't produce many cocoa beans?
Well, no, the quality maybe, or the quantity, yeah. So they're dearer.
And actually, how much have they gone up? Did you say yesterday that some eggs have gone up 50%?
No, was it 30% or 50%?
Oh, I think
you honestly said. Can't remember. But you give me a moment.
No.
Okay, just chat
away. No, don't go looking. It doesn't matter.
just
nobody
me.
Cares.
I do.
Oh, please, come on. Nobody cares. No. I wonder, have you any extravagant ones? Like, really?
That you mentioned that. Have you noticed that there seems to be an awful lot more different types of Easter eggs on the market?
No, I didn't notice, not to be honest with you. I haven't taken a whole lot of notice. So
I was in the shop yesterday now, and I was just looking kind of going, wow.
All right.
You know, there's so many different types there.
All right. Andrew, lovely morning. Thank God. Please encourage everybody. Yeah, I told you we'd talk about Daffodil Day today. Mary was on to us from Nina. So, look, all I can say to you about Daffodil Day, are you still looking for the egg thing there?
Please,
don't forget about the egg story, will you? Daffodil Day today.
Yep.
Anybody organising anything like coffee mornings or that, if you'd like a little shout out, we could do that for you too. Somebody gave me advice too on my itchy eye. Somebody said, don't keep rubbing your eye, especially with the same finger.
Okay.
All right.
Because, why not with the same finger?
Because, of course, you end up getting conjunctivitis. You're putting, like, whatever is in that eye, you put it into the other eye with the same finger. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't need that. Make yourself a cup of tea. Let the tea bag cool down.
That's an old one.
Put it over your eye.
No, apparently it does.
I think it does work, actually. Yeah.
You going to try it?
I'll have a look. I was on the website there, conjunctivitis.com. Have you ever done that?
No.
It's a site for sore eyes.
Okay. At least 50% more than a year.
Nobody cares. But I was right. I was right, actually.
You were. Dream high in the quiet of the
night. You know. Do you ever have any trouble, not finding clothes to fit you, but like if you're like whatever size you are.
Yeah.
So let's say that you're a large in a shirt, which is about 16 and a half neck, I think. Do you find if you buy clothes online or even actually if you're in like a clothes shop that depending on the brands of the clothes.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That they differ.
Yeah.
All right. So there is she's an influencer. I don't know. A clothes shop, she says, should stick to standard sizing to help their customers' mental health. Is that a bit far? Possibly,
but I can see where whoever she is going with.
So, if a lady walks into a place and she's a size 14 or something, and it's an 18 that fits her,
but a 14 in a different brand fits.
Could fit her fine.
Yeah.
Now, a call comes from an influencer who says that it's quite damaging to have to pick up clothes in many sizes. Aideen Kate is her name. She says she tried on a range of different items in the same size, and she says that some of them fit her and some of them didn't even come close.
I know myself from posting about this on Instagram, it's really opened up the conversation for so many women, and they feel seen seeing someone talk about it, because you can think that it's just you know. So I think it would really help if everything was the same size, just for everyone's own mental health, really.
Sure. How are they going to do that? They can't do that.
Well, if there's just a set standard. What I find frustrating, whatever about, you know, small, medium, large, that there are variations in that. Uh-huh. What I find frustrating is I take a 32 waist.
Yeah.
In jeans or trousers.
Okay.
If I pick up a 32, you expect it to be 32. But okay. No, I picked up a 32 pair of jeans someplace recently, mm-hmm. and they were swimming on me.
Okay.
You know, surely if a measurement is a 32,
had you wet yourself or something? Okay.
If a measurement is a 32 inch waist, that should be uniform.
Yeah.
Whatever about small, medium, and large.
Yeah.
That's what I find frustrating.
I'm a 34 waist and I'm a 30 leg.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a short leg.
Yeah. Same here.
And I remember some years ago, I might have said this to you before, I was going to a wedding and I had to go and get fitted for a suit. And I was in a fancy place, like a place I would never be in. And your man kept calling me sir.
Which was a little bit off-putting.
Yeah. Like, oh, and I would say, man, don't be calling me. The last time I got called sir, like it was the guards asked me to step out of the car. but anyway, I said, your man said to me, I said, I'm 34. I was probably bigger at the time. And I said, I'm a 30 leg. And he said, does sir like the short leg? I said, no, sir has a short. I said to myself, what do you mean? Does sir like the short leg? Probably any a bit bigger at the time. So somebody recommended a website called bigboys.com, but that turned out to be a different website altogether. It wasn't for clothes at all.
I'm not saying a word.
I'll send you a link.
No, it's okay.
Oh my God, look at that.
Good luck.
What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.